Welcome, divinely wild ones. Welcome to the womb that is the Womankind podcast, where we connect to all things energetic and beyond the physical realm. I am Narissa, your host, a mind witch, psychic, and divine feminine guide. Join me as we connect with guests from all around the world through enticing conversation on soul connection, witchcraft, the rising of the divine feminine, and cultivating self-growth, love, and worth. Hold on to your broomsticks. We're going high. Sunday morning rain is falling. Good morning, everyone. I am coming at you on a very cold, wintry Melbourne morning here in Melbourne, Australia. We have just stepped into springtime, although it is very wintry today. One day it's cold, one day it's warm in classic Melbourne form. She keeps us on our toes and rips the carpet from beneath us, reminding us every day that she holds the power, she being an extension of Earth. Totally unpredictable and wild in her nature. So welcome everybody. This is our 8th episode of the Wild Woman podcast. Can you believe it? Number 8. And I welcome you all. I'm Narissa, your host. And today we are going to be talking about why I believe modern spirituality is a fraud. Yeah, that's a really big accusation to make, isn't it? But remember, you know, I mean, this space is coming from my interpretation and my personal knowledge and my own spiritual liberation, knowing that I'm a very, very awakened spirit in this earthly realm. I'm very, 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 very clear on who I am, who my spirit is, and what I'm supposed to be doing here. And I wanted to talk to you all about just the basic awareness that we lack as humanity, knowing, right? If we scrape away all of the expectations and all the reasoning that tells us that this is a certain way because of this, it creates this whole cycle of chaos in itself. Let's bring our awareness to the basics, right? Knowing that this realm is incredibly imbalanced. How do we know that? We look at our own personal experience, being our own lives. How much of your life is empowered by the present? Honestly, right? Knowing that present awareness is what gives us the power to create a pathway to our deserved future, to our truthful liberation, all of what we're supposed to be doing here. I want you to think about all of the many distractions that create chaos and all of this outer expectation and all of these layers, right? That really, really are unworthy of taking up space, truly and honestly. Most of us are walking around, you know, with there's like this spike of intuitive connection and awareness. We know we should be doing something. We try to follow that instinct, but because we don't have the structure, because we haven't been gifted the ability to build a structure, being a home that represents us in way of holding us, we are unable to stay on path. Because if you can see it for what it is, right? Our childhood is meant to be a representation of security. So all we need to do, right, as parents, is to create security in way of a safe, protected home. Because our physical reality reflects our internal reality, right? We know our internal reality becomes our external reality. So if we can create a protected space for our children to grow into, that is the only thing we need to do, right? As parents here, liberating spirits to become a part of this DNA experience, which is all healing. But due to our disconnect And due to the great imbalance that is of this realm in terms of ego and truth and the powers at play and all of the chaos that's created because of it and in between it, and just the mass distraction that energy now represents. It's here, there, it's everywhere. There's no clear purpose or pathway or empowerment, right? The empowerment that we create our future simply by being presently aware of what we need and who we are right now, what's working for us and what's not. All of this is this downloaded awareness is what we internalize when we as spirits drop into DNA, into a body as a child, right? We witness the world through our reality. And because as a spirit living in a child's body, we are so vulnerable. You know, a spirit is so vulnerable when it drops into this physical experience in existence because it's so incredibly distracting. And if it was more balanced, if we had more awareness of who we are and what this realm is and what it represents, then we would have more access to our own intuitive tools and guidance. And all of that is gifted to us because we download the necessity to be present and the power of presence, right? Because in a healed world, that is what we would be teaching our children, just subconsciously, because that is what we would believe. We believe that's the way in which we would be living. We would be drawing from our own internal guidance and, you know, using all of our knowledge, our spirit knowledge, to activate this body. It would just be our way of life. And so our children would just subconsciously download that. And their reality would become their internal reality, right? And then eventually their internal reality being that protected security and fundamental, you know, strong foundational home would then become their external reality, which means that they would only welcome in that same energy. But knowing that we are all very disconnected and knowing that we are very unhealed and that the relationship and the trust between our body and our spirit is very, very wounded, the relationship between body and spirit of current, right? The fact that we have had to reincarnate into a body, right? This DNA that you are living in, this body that you are living in, has potentially lived within its conditioning, which means it's unhealed, for a million years. So from body's perspective, there is no trust towards spirit. Body is like, yeah, I've met you before. Hello, you're just another spirit dropping in, thinking that you're going to, you know, be able to liberate me. And then you get so distracted by this reality that you completely lose track of the task at hand, which is me, which is focusing on me. And I'm showing you every single second of every single day exactly where you need to be putting your energy, which is your essence, which is your power, right? But you are so easily distracted by everything else around you because you don't even have the ability to ground yourself in me. That is our current state of being. And we have to understand that our reality, so all of what is of our life, right? And everything that is pushed onto us in expectation, everything that is accepted and expected within this society, within this, like I said, within this experience, this existence, it's all a reflection of the imbalance, right? We have to understand that the fact that we are here again means that this body, one, is not liberated, and two, you have not done your job to liberate it as a spirit. You haven't done it before, so you've been sent back here again to try again, right? And the body is literally, every single time you do not do the work to liberate it, you add another layer of concrete conditioning, right? And I say concrete conditioning because, like I said before, conditioning is, it can be understood as a representation of concrete because it's hard. It's not only hard to find yourself when you have that literally as a wall between spirit and body, but it's also incredibly hard to break down because it is of hard matter. So it's important to remember this when we when we step into the path of empowerment and liberation, which a lot of us are currently on. Like I've spoken about before, over the last couple of years, particularly the last two, but it's been in the works for the last 10, but we've felt it in particularly the last two to three years, Mother Earth has stepped in and she has basically given us a kick up the ass and said, I'm going to show you your truth. I'm going to show you your intuition. I'm going to literally expose everything that you have not worked for. You're going to feel it, right? It's going to dismantle your life. You're going to never be the same. And you can choose what you're going to do with that awareness. A lot of people are walking around like, what the fuck just happened? That's the energy we feel. A lot of people that I work with and talk to are expressing their interpretation of this energy currently as incredibly chaotic and unstable. Fuck yeah, it is. But hello, reflection projection. This is who you are. This is who humanity is. She has shown us now very clearly with no illusion. There is no illusion because she kicked that out, right? She's shown you your truth. It is shining every second of every day in you and it's making you fucking uncomfortable. She did that. Because she's sick of the game, she's sick of the chaos, she's sick of the distraction, she's sick of the imbalance, which she has to hold. Mother Earth being the one who holds it. She has to hold all of the energy in which you do not liberate. You as a individual, independent spirit, you choose the DNA that you choose to step into, right? You say, yeah, I can heal that. I have the capabilities within me to heal that DNA lineage, to heal that unhealed, to liberate that energy that's stagnant within that body. Yeah, I can do that because this body is a representation of Earth. So when you heal this body, you heal this Earth, right? You balance this Earth, all of what we are supposed to be doing here. You choose your DNA. So all of the people walking around playing the blame game, playing the lack game. Well, darling, you know what? You chose that lack. You chose that. You chose to blame all and everything else for your current experience, right? Being your emotional state of being, being your spirit and body connection, being your physical state of well-being. All of this is a representation of the unhealed in which you said, you fucking assigned yourself. You signed the contract and said, I can heal you being this body that holds all this unhealed. And yet, when you interjected yourself here in way of into the body in which you chose, all of a sudden you're distracted by all of the layers of concrete, which are the representation of conditioning. Now, you have to understand that the more you distract yourself, the more you blame, the more you fall into that very comfortable place of lack. You know, it's not me, it's you. I am like this because of my shit upbringing. I am like this because people have disrespected me. I am like this because I have been traumatized in this experience, in this existence. All of this is, it's a consequence and it's you distracting yourself, right? Blaming everything on the outer. It's everybody else's issue. It's everything else's issue. It's not my problem. It's not my responsibility. This has been done to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let me remind you, everybody is living that, whether it's conscious or subconscious. You have to remember that, yeah, you may have been exposed to a really fucking shit childhood. You know, your stepping into this body may have been incredibly unsafe and unprotected. Yeah, that shit. But let me tell you, you knew it when you were going to drop in. The fact that you chose that experience and that body to heal means that you are very capable of liberating it and healing it and shining your light into it, which is what we are supposed to be doing, right? You are the essence which fills this body. So you choosing this existence and this experience in which you were blaming, I mean, it's meant to be hard. It is hard. And like I said, whether or not you experience it subconsciously or consciously, there are so many people walking around being like, I don't know why I feel this way. Why do I hate myself? Why do I feel so lacking? of, you know, and deserving of love and worthiness and acceptance and happiness? Why do I feel as though I cannot hold self-love for myself? Why do I feel as though I need to blame everybody else except take responsibility and just step up and level up? Like I said, you can name all of the trauma in which you've experienced, or you can feel all of the trauma in which this body has experienced. Either or, it is filled. Your body is filled of this, because it doesn't matter if in this experience, in this existence, you've experienced that trauma and that place of lack. It's still here, because the fact that this body is still here means that it holds that stagnant energy, which is a representation of trauma and unhealed. So whether or not you are just feeling it, and just, there's this sense of knowing, I don't know why I'm this way, but this is how I feel, and I feel this darkness within me, or whether you have experienced something that can be related as to why you have this darkness within you, all of it is the same thing. The fact that your body is here, the fact that you've been able to reincarnate into a body, means that this body is carrying of unhealed energy, of stagnant energy, energy that needs to be liberated, that only your essence, your spirit, can liberate. And the only way you can do that is by stopping that destructive and destructive cycle and pattern within you that continues to blame everything else. It continues to put responsibility onto everybody else, onto everything other than you. You are the only one who can choose to accept and be present and choose a new path for yourself, which is for this body, which is the representation of healing. And the way that we access this is through our present power. So coming back to the start of the conversation and the topic of this conversation, and I'm getting there, all of this is relevant, modern spirituality being, in my opinion, a fraud. I say this because if our entire experience, right, is imbalanced, and we know that, we can see it in the world, we can see the play, we can see what's going on, the games that are taking place, the chaos that is taking place, all of it is an egoic, it's all an egoic distraction from our presence, right? Because society says to us, it's okay to blame everybody else except you. It's okay to put expectation on everything else other than yourself, right? It's okay to expect things from other people, but not of yourself. And yet, if we focus on ourselves, that becomes our reflection, which means we don't need to blame people. We don't need to expect from people. We don't need to accept certain things from people, because it's something in which we accept, expect, and know of ourselves, which means that that's not a thing anymore, right? Because you realize, if this is my reality, if my reality is not working for me, if people aren't meeting my worth, if people aren't meeting me, if I am not feeling fueled in my life, that is a representation of me and where my energy is going, which means it is not working for my highest potential, for my healed state of being, which is all of what we're supposed to be doing here. It means that I am falling into the trap, which is been placed there, right, by ego to distract me from myself, from my present power. So modern spirituality, in my opinion, focuses on higher sense of being. It is very focused on spirit. There are many so-called spirit coaches, spirit guides, spirit shamanic workers, all of these people presented in the world who are completely being manipulated by ego. Now, I know this, and I am fucking qualified to say this. Yeah, I don't hold some sort of fucking psychology degree, but do you know who I am, right? Do you know why I'm here? Bitch, I only come here to liberate spirits, souls into their purpose, which is of body, which is of earth. I only do that when it's necessary. I've been here through every single revolution, every single time in which people are connected to their worth. They are intuitively awakened to their self-worth and they're like, yeah, it's time for me to stand up, but I don't know how. That is why I'm here. And I only come back here because of the current state of imbalance. I only have ever come back to Earth because of its incredible imbalance. And I'm here to tell you, if you are falling into the fucking manipulative trap that if you focus on awakening and liberating your higher spirit and you are focusing on doing shamanic journeys and you're focusing on, you know, earth medicinal medicine journeys and trips and communication with light beings and angels and psychics and all of this fucking shit, then you are being completely manipulated by ego. Because what I can say to you is all of what, again, if you are reaching for something from outer, if you are reaching for assistance in liberating yourself to a higher place by using medicine, it doesn't fucking matter if it's natural, you are using something which takes you to a place in which you have not worked for. If you are going to people who obtain gifts, which you obtain yourself, you just haven't liberated them in yourself, you are going to psychics, you are going to guides, people in which do have outer knowledge, and you are expecting them to heal you simply by guiding you, giving you all of this shit, right? Telling you that you need to do these certain things, telling you that you need to go on this deep spirit journey, that you need to take DMT and connect to your spirit and figure out your purpose. All of this is actually the biggest distraction of our modern age, because all that is doing is distracting you from the purpose at hand, your purpose, which is to liberate this body, which means being consciously aware of where you are putting your energy. You can't jump from where you are to 1,000 steps ahead simply because you want to. Oh, I feel as though I need to be spiritually enlightened because I am feeling as though my intuition is trying to talk to me. So rather than sitting in the uncomfortable, rather than doing the fucking work, right, and actually gaining access to that power on my own, to that access point on my own, I'm going to jump 1,000 steps ahead by using money, right? By using resources in which ego allows me to use, and I'm going to buy it. And instead of sitting, like I said, instead of sitting in that discomfort of the transition, which is a part of your journey, you jump 1,000 steps ahead. You experience a medicine journey. You literally go find your spirit. You're flying around the sky. You're seeing colors. You're seeing the universe. You're seeing exactly your spirit realm. You completely disconnect from Earth and then you come back. How do you implement all of that knowledge into a body in which is not healed? Into a body in which is unable to hold you, right? Because you haven't created a trustful relationship with it. I'm telling you, it is so easy, right, to be distracted here because we are so ego addicted. We are so addicted to more. I want it. I'll have it right now. All of this stuff, right? But not willing to actually be in the trenches and experience what it's like to not move your legs because the mud is so thick and so powerful and so heavy and so hard that you have to pull your body literally to a place where you're able to shift 1 millimeter at a time, and you are fighting so much comfortability and so much conditioning that says, let's just fucking sit in it and sink, because it's way more comfortable than exerting ourselves and pushing ourselves in this discomfort and hoping that we're going to get out of this. What if we never get out of it? Maybe this is our new sense of normal. Maybe this is normal. Maybe this is all we deserve. All of these old stories are going to come up when you're in the work, when you're in the transition, when you're pulling through and meeting yourself, when you're carving a pathway for yourself that no spirit has ever carved before. That is what the work is. Right? That is what you are supposed to be doing here. You're supposed to be pulling yourself through the mud. And when I say pulling yourself, I mean body, because it's your internal knowing, your intuition, your spirit, which says, no, we can do this. That's self-worth. We can do this. And body's saying, no, we can't. I've tried it before and it's too hard. And, you know, I can't do this. And maybe I don't deserve to do this. All these stories come up, right? But it's the spirit that gifts the body power to continue to move forward, knowing that even though it's 1 millimeter at a time that you are shifting your perspective, right? Even though it's such a small movement, it feels so hard, it feels so gradual, it feels as though it takes so much more than what you are gaining. It doesn't feel as though you are gifted anything in that moment that you're shifting from 1 millimeter, you know, to 2 millimeters, to 3 millimeters. It feels like nothing is changing, but I'm telling you, it's in that transition that you meet yourself. Because all of a sudden, when you're like 5 millimeters in, you're like, oh, well, we are actually moving. Okay, I'm going to keep going. And all of a sudden, I'm 30 centimeters in. And I can actually see where I've come from. I can see that, no, things are shifting for me. You get this perspective when you trust growth, when you trust the transition, which is the discomfort, which is the all the showing of the conditioning. It all unravels right in front of you. Your body starts shouting at you all of these internal, you know, all that darkness that's held you in that place of stagnicity for so long. It starts throwing it at you really hard, really aggressively. Don't do this. We're going to fail. You're going to fail. It says the most fucked up things to you, right? And all of this is simply your body trying its hardest to stay in a place in which it feels comfortable. Even though you know as a spirit, right, if you have that awareness of self-worth, you know that it's toxic. You know that you deserve more in way of your body. You know that what you are capable is so much more than standing in this mud. Your body has experienced this for potentially a million lifetimes. So you have to understand that like literally 99.9% of this experience is actually to do with the trust relationship that you have to rebuild between spirit and body, where spirit says, no, we can do this. And body says, no, I can't. And spirit says, I'm not going to let you give up. We're going to keep going because you deserve more. You just don't remember your worth. You don't remember what it feels like to be held. You don't remember what it feels like to be connected to what you are, which is of earth, because earth is unhealed, which is a representation and extension of you currently. But I'm going to liberate that for you. And if you trust me, if you can continue to move forward, because I'm telling you that there is better things for you ahead, then you will see it for yourself. And body, it does it, right? Because spirit powers body. It's what literally empowers this experience. So it moves. And with that perspective, when it is a meter, you know, it's walked, you have walked millimeter by millimeter through that mud, through that hard grind, and you reach 1 meter and you can see, holy shit, we moved. Body can see it, right? Body can see it. I have moved. I did do it. And I am going somewhere. And in fact, all of a sudden, I can see that I'm almost over a hill that I didn't even know was there. And spirit's telling me that once we reach over that hill, it's clear and there is no more mud at our feet, right? Body becomes liberated in its awareness and also in its potential because you as spirit awaken that inside body because that is your job. So the moral of this side noted story is basically modern spirituality teaches us to distract ourselves with spirit, right? Spirit, let's liberate spirit. Let's connect to our divine consciousness. Let's connect to our divine knowledge. But when we do that, right, through shamanic witchcrafting, through medicinal witchcrafting in way of using earth's medicine to erupt that awareness in ourselves and take our spirit to that place of high liberation, it's disconnecting us from body. because body can't go there. And if you've ever experienced any sort of medicinal shamanic journeying, what you will remember and what you will understand, literally when I'm talking perspectively from that experience, is that your body is almost completely subconscious. It is completely unaware. Usually you are fast asleep, you are unable to move your body, or your body is heavy, right? Because we're only giving access to spirit. And then all of a sudden, I mean, all of these shamanic, you know, witches and all of these, you know, spirit guides and spirit mentors, all of these people are coming from good intent, of course, because we are always of good intent. We're always meaning to do good. But the problem is most human beings do not recognize that because we are living in a great imbalance, ego being what is currently in reign here, we are constantly being manipulated by it. And of course, ego is going to manipulate you and say, hey, go on, spirit, go be liberated. Go on, go distract some of your time and your energy into yourself, right? Take yourself away from body, because the more time that you are away from body, the more time that you disconnect from it, right? And what I do find with modern spirituality and a lot of these coaches and mentors, and also people who are addicted to spirit mentorship in this way of shamanic witchcrafting and shamanic journeying, is that they also become very disconnected from their body. They become very addicted to spiritual liberation. Let's dissect that word, spiritual liberation. So basically what you're saying is you're giving all of your energy, all of your time, which is a representation of time, space, money, all of what is an extension of you, and you're giving that purely to your spirit, which is an entirely different entity to the body. Body and spirit are very different and they are very separate, right? You have to see them as separate. Healed, in their healed state, they become one, where they activate one another, right? That's the activation of human spirit. That is what the Bible speaks of, right? Every religion has its interpretation of human spirit activation, human spirit. Human spirit is incredibly powerful because it's the activation of earth energy and spirit energy, which is essence of that higher sense of love, you know, which is what you are. That's what you carry. And when you inject that into a body and body accepts it because you've healed at trust and created a trustful relationship between mind and body, mind being the access point, right? Mind is the access point for spirit because it gives spirit a way in which it can manipulate old energy and old layers of conditioning and learnt patterns and cycles, right? The mind is not just brain. The mind is a place in which spirit can translate and communicate to body. So when we create a healed mind, we create a healed body. When we create this beautiful relationship between spirit and body, which is where body says, I trust you, spirit. I trust you because you've shown up for me, right? Come back to that reference of being in the mud. I trust you, spirit, because you did lead me to liberation. And I can see now that I was stuck in a place of stagnancy. I can see how toxic it was. Now that I'm out of it, I get gifted the perspective and I can see my potential and I can see where I have been stuck. And I love you for that, right? And spirit loves body as well, because when body sticks with spirit and spirit sticks with body, human spirit is activated, which means that you become, as a spirit and a body, together as this healed state of being, you become a place of inspiration to this earth. Because earth is made up of energy. So you are energy. Everything here is energy, which means that when you are walking around in a healed body, in a healed state of being, when you as a spirit have completely liberated body and you have activated this experience being of earth, you know, body being an extension of earth and spirit being here to heal earth, when you have activated that knowledge, that awareness, that reality, this is what I am, right? I have been able to liberate this body and release conditioning, release stagnicity. And now we are working together because we trust one another. More so, body trusts spirit. When you reach that point, you become a place and a point of pure inspiration to every single living being around you. Because your energy, it doesn't matter if they understand, right? It doesn't matter if they don't understand the ins and outs of energetics. They can still be completely conditioned to that, but they are still, essence, a spirit living in a body, which means that they are still subconsciously able to understand that that is a vibe in which I want. So you become this source of inspiration for every living being here. And that is the power of activated human spirit, because all of a sudden, you walk around being you, right? Knowing your self-worth, and your self-worth is what you receive back. It's this beautiful balance of who you are, right? Because you are in a healed state of being, which means that everything that comes into contact with you is also healing, right? You become this beautiful pulsing flow of new inspiration and inspiring energy, in which is of our essence in terms of our work. This is what you are supposed to be doing. This energy, this healed energy that you feel from certain people, this energy is you. This is what you deserve. And you know that when you come into contact with these people, you know it, and it inspires something inside of you. And this is where we get lost, because we can get inspired and we think, all right, I'm going to step into my spiritual liberation, into my higher self, because that is what society says we should be doing, right? But we have to remember, society is incredibly imbalanced, which means that ego is manipulating this experience, right? Because that's the imbalance. Ego, like I said, is in reign on earth. So you have to expect that that is going to be what is projected back to you. This is how you liberate. This is how you become that energy in which you are inspired by. You need to do this, right? Because this is what's accepted. Modern spirituality is what is accepted here on this realm. It is what has been manipulated, right? So well, because it gifts you what you're lacking. It gifts you that awareness and that connection and that purpose. But what it doesn't do is it does not focus on body, which is earth, which is the entire purpose of being here and interjecting into this realm. So when you find yourself falling into the very relatable pattern of becoming addicted to spirit mentors, spirit guides, going to these spiritual retreats, doing all this medicine journeying, doing all of this, you know, spirit elevation work, I want you to remember this conversation. And I also want you to remember, when you step back into your reality, being of your body, being of earth, how is that experience in which you have given your energy to and your time to and your wealth to, all of your energy to, how is that related back to the healing and the unhealed state of body? Because like I said earlier, spirit and body are two different things. If you want to go and be spiritually liberated, if that's become your life purpose, to constantly be connecting more to spirit, constantly be connecting to your spirit realm, constantly be collecting knowledge and all of this information of, you know, angels and guardians and you in your highest state of being, well, you may as well fuck off and go back to where you came from, because that is who you are. What the fuck is the point of being here in this realm with the purpose of balance if all you want to do is be of your essence and completely deny your body a part of that access, right? Because when you commit to only liberating spirit all the time, you have to understand that is not what you are supposed to be doing here. Sorry, I get a little bit fiery about this topic, because I'm fucking sick of seeing it. And it's not just this lifetime I've done it. I've done this exact speech a million lifetimes. So basically what I'm saying to you is, if you're not willing to show up in terms of your body, which is the uncomfortable, it's the discomfort. It's fucking uncomfortable. It feels like mud. It feels slow. It feels incredibly hard. If you're not willing to do that work, then fuck off. Stop wasting your essence and your power on things in which have nothing to do with healing this earth. You want to see change? Show up for yourself. Show up for this body. Show up for this experience. That means get uncomfortable. Feel the trauma. Feel the pain. Feel the consequence for denying this access. Feel the consequence for constantly falling into that stagnant comfortability, right? This lifetime, feeling into your ancestral lineage, the memory of your ancestral lineage. All of that is inside of your DNA, and it shows itself to you every single day in way of expectation, outer expectation, inner expectation, conditioned cycles and patterns and all of these things in which we're addicted to. Our sense of lack, right? Our sense of blame. All of these things distract us, and that's why they're addictions, because they distract us from being in the mud. Well, you are in the mud. Your body's in the mud. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to do the same thing as every other fucking ancestor's done before you and abandon your body in the mud? Or are you going to show up and activate it and actually shine a light forward onto a pathway in which body doesn't even know is there, and allow your body to experience what power it has if it trusts spirit enough to enable it? It makes me so emotional talking about this. I'm actually crying because Earth is so lost. It doesn't even know. It doesn't even know its power anymore because we've disconnected from its power. You know, I saw this, I went to this art gallery opening the other day, and it's all modern art in way of NFT, you know, digital art. So it's all moving and it's all interactive. And they had this projector on the top of the roof, and I didn't catch the artist, but it was playing the entire exhibition. And it was this beautiful moving art piece of Mother Earth in her healed state, and it was so beautiful. I couldn't stop looking at it. I was there to see some other work, but I was distracted the whole time. I couldn't move my eyes from it, so much so that actually I stood in the middle of the room looking at the roof for about an hour until my neck started to hurt because I realized how heavy my head is. But this beautiful artwork of just Gaia, you know, Goddess Gaia, Mother Earth in her healed state. It was so beautiful. And it makes me so emotional because that's what you are, you know. That's what you get to experience. That's the gift of being on Earth, is when you as a spirit get to experience Earth's beauty. It's so beautiful. And yet, so many of us don't even get to experience that because we're so distracted by our present, from our present, I should say. So distracted from our present that we're incapable of recognizing what's right in front of us. You know, the fact that it is so hard for you to move forward because you feel so stuck and so stagnant and so lost is a representation of you, of this earth, of this body, right? You should feel what it feels like for this earth. And that's the consequence for not honoring her. You should feel that. The fact that you want to distract yourself from the discomfort and the pain is so fucked up because you've been a part of it. You're the one who created all this. The consequence is feeling what she feels. And that means feeling how hard it is to move, how stuck you feel, how disempowered you feel. Oh. Whew. basically what I'm saying is the reason why we distract ourselves is because we've been conditioned to detach from any sense of discomfort, because that keeps ego empowered, right? That keeps ego in reign, in control. But you're more powerful than that. And the only way that you're going to meet your power is if you give it to present. Because when you recognize the pain and the hardness and all of this consequence, which is feeling stuck, which are a representation of conditioning, which feel as though they're layers of concrete, and you just feel as though you can't move from this place, it's so hard, right? That is the work, babe. That's what you're supposed to be doing here. And I want you to do it because I want you to liberate yourself. I want you to experience what it's like to activate human spirit. I want you to know your power. The only way you're ever going to know it is if you meet it. And the only way you're going to meet it is if you show up and you stick with body. Stop escaping it. Oh, I knew that this episode was going to make me really emotional. Oh, like I need a moment. Oh my goodness. So when you find yourself searching for a distraction because it feels so hard and it feels so painful, it feels too much for you to bear, I want you to remember that when you're able to disconnect from it and detach from it, your body is still stuck in it. It's always going to be stuck in it. It doesn't have the ability to disconnect. It doesn't have the ability to escape like you do. So think about that next time you fall into an old conditioned cycle pattern because of its comfortability. When you fall into reaching for knowledge in which you haven't worked for, in way of spiritual guidance and spiritual access through medicinal medicine and journeying. Remember that when you give yourself the ability to escape and to detach from this physical, from this earthly realm and experience, I want you to remember that you're in that moment and in that choice that we often make every day in different ways. You are abandoning your body. When you go off to liberate your spirit and connect to your spirit in its purity, and you distract yourself from the work, which is the hard, painful reality that feels incredibly slow and incredibly uncomfortable. When you fall into that modern spiritual trap of detachment and separation, I want you just to remember that what you are abandoning is yourself. Because whilst you are a part of this existence, you are a part of this body, which means that you are a part of this earth. And earth does not have the ability or privilege to detach itself from the pain in which it is currently submerged in. You know, I know because I am actually not from here, and because I know exactly who I am, and I know that this body is of earth, and I feel earth in me, and whenever I connect with Mother Nature, I often experience her crying and her screaming for her own, for her babies. I don't think I've shared that with you before. But whenever I have connected to earth medicine simply to, and I always use it to empower my body, to open up the pain and the wounds in my body, I literally experience her just screaming and crying for her babies. Mother Earth's babies are the elements. They are Mother Nature. Earth is the mother to Mother Nature. She's the extension. Mother Nature is purely here to remind us and connect us to ourselves, which is of Earth, right? Us being an extension of Earth, our bodies being an extension of Earth. She is just longing for them to be safe. And yet, she's so incredibly forgiving and compassionate because she also sees us as her children. She sees this body that you're in as her child. So you're a part of the pain too for her. It's not just the water or the soil or the ethos or the fire. But it's also you. So I want to bring your awareness to your power. I want to remind you of your work. I want to tell you that this experience was never meant to be comfortable, because it's not comfortable for you. It's not, it shouldn't be comfortable for you. It's not comfortable for Earth, and she is an extension of you. You are an extension of her. So it's meant to, you are meant to be feeling the way that she feels. And if you are able to connect to that, and you are able to focus on the fact that you as a spirit are here as a guide to Earth, as a light, an inject of outer energy, outer knowledge, outer perspective, outer power, something that's come not of her, but here as a gift to reconnect her to her remembering, to her worthiness, to her healed, which is represented in us when we liberate ourselves being our body, when we show up for body, when we commit to it, even though it's incredibly uncomfortable and incredibly painful, we stick to it because we know that when you're in it, it means that you're working through it. And if you can just focus on moving forward and trusting that you have the ability, that your essence, your love, your light is the medicine to this body, which is this earth. You are the hype. You are the hype girl, boy, you know. You are literally here to remind body that there is more for it, that it has the potential to experience healed. So bringing yourself back to your present awareness and ask yourself every day, what do you need, body? And it will always tell you. Body is a reflection of nature, and nature is very basic in way of its needs. Rest, water, cleanliness, fuel, right? Which creates that cycle and that flow. We can look at all of the elements of nature and we can see them as representations of the medicine in which we need to gift ourselves, right? So what is your representation of fire? That might be your purpose. And whether or not you're able to access that, you know, intuitively we know what we should be doing. Even if it's just that you know you should be helping people because it makes you feel good when you can assist people. You might not know how. You might not know what that feels like in way of balance. Maybe you are always giving but not receiving back, but you still know it's a big part of your purpose. Giving time to that, but making it work. Making it work in way of balanced. So gifting of yourself and your love, right? But making sure you're able to gift that. Asking your body, am I able to gift this person love and holding, all of these things in which I know is a part of me and I'm meant to be expressing this here. But am I in myself? Have I held myself enough? Have I loved myself enough to be able to offer it to somebody else? Because if you don't obtain that fuel inside of you, then what you are gifting is emptying of you. So becoming aware of the elements, the earth elements, and reflecting them, correlating them to you. How can they help me, right? Water. I talk about this one all the time. Water being of a representation of flow. Water is a representation of transition. Water is a representation of healing in its flowed cycle state. So when we look at water in terms of human being, we know that water it represents so much of our body. Not only on a physical level, knowing that we are made up of so much water, but also that flow, the representation of what it means, a flowing water, water needing to be a flow, to be healthy, to be clean, it needs to be flowing and growing, releasing, welcoming in. Water being that representation of energetic healing. So look at it that way. What am I holding on to that is stagnant? What am I holding on to that's unworthy of me? And when you drink water, knowing that water is what makes up your body, knowing that it is what is going to create flow and transition within you, creating space for growth. Hold that cup in your hand. Connect to your body. What do you need? And as you drink that water, I want you to see that energy, welcome that energy into your body and allow it to travel through your body to the spaces within your body that need it. And allow that intention of what you need to be carried by that water. Same thing with release. I mean, everything is so simple when we look at it. We, all of us, human beings in general, we welcome in and we release and we physically do it. We welcome in fuel in terms of food, in terms of water, and we release it, right? We release that, everything that is wasteful, all it cleanses all of our body. It reaches into all of the places in which need cleaning and then it takes away that waste and it becomes a product of release. Everything is actually so incredibly simple and it is represented and reflected to us through our body, through Mother Nature, every single day. But we are so addicted to the chaos and the distraction, which is destructive because it takes us away from the presence and our awareness, which is right here. What are you? And what do you represent? What does this body do? And how does it represent energetically? It's all right in front of you. So start to see the elements and reflect them back to yourself. And what does it mean to you? What do they mean to you? And what can they gift you? Right? Earth being the place of grounding, knowing that your body is an extension of earth. So how can this body ground this spirit? How can this body ground this spirit so that this spirit doesn't fall into the egoic trap of being liberated, because that is what feels comfortable for spirit, because that is where spirit comes from. That is the place of belonging for spirit, is not of body. It's here on an assignment. It's here to work. How do we create a safe home, a protective sanctuary for spirit? How do we ground here together as spirit and body? We do that by staying connected to the reasoning as to why we are here. We are here to work, and we are here to inject our essence, which is our spirit, into this realm, which is body, because body being an extension of earth is the work. The work is to rebalance energy, and you can do that if you stick with body. You feel into the feels, you connect with the intuitive guidance and knowing that you are capable of healing it because you chose to inject here into it. Simply with the fact that you chose to be here means that you can liberate it. But you have to stick with it. You have to feel what it feels like to be body. And you have to be present in that. If you are present in the discomfort, and you ask yourself in the present discomfort, what can I do to assist body in its own liberation here? What can I do? Because that's the work. You are here to assist body. You are here to assist earth. You will instantly receive a download, because like I've always said, your presence is your power. Your power is your presence. If you are present in the feeling that is body, in whatever body is exposing to you, showing you, basically in all of the trauma and the experience and the feeling and the emotion, all of what it gives you is direction to, this is where I need to heal. This is where I need to heal from. Help me. That's why you're here. Please help me. Don't abandon me like every other spirit has before you. Please don't abandon me. And if you're present in that discomfort and you ask yourself, what can I do? Your body will allow access for your spirit to communicate exactly what it needs. And most of the time it's very basic. And most of the time it relates to self-care and self-honoring. Because all of what self-care is, which is a reflection of that simplicity. Simplicity in its finest, in way of earth. Rest. Nourishment. Energetic balance in terms of what you put out, you receive back. AKA boundaries. These things are very simple, and generally that is the key to activating self-love, which is the activation of body and spirit connection. And this is all what builds our worth, which is the knowing that we have the capabilities and the power to heal this earth simply by connecting presently to what it needs, because you are the medicine. Your spirit is the medicine. You need to trust that, because body does. The only way that body is going to disconnect from that trust, because that trust is innate and it's always been there. Body has always trusted in spirit to liberate it, because that was always the mission. But over time, when body's been abandoned time and time and time again, because the spirit has chosen to fall into conditioning, because the spirit has chosen to be distracted by ego, and so wastes this life disconnected from body and disconnected from healing, avoiding the discomfort. Over time, body has grown this distrust in spirit's ability to heal it. But as soon as you stick with it, and remind it that you are here. You are here to be in the mud and experience the mud with it. And all of the feelings and all of the discomfort that come with experiencing that, create this deep sense of compassion for body, because you have that awareness that this is what it's like to be earth. You create this deep relationship and commitment to your body, because you're experiencing what it's like for it and what it has been like in way of experience for many, many lifetimes. Power in presence. Present is power. The discomfort is a consequence, and it's what you are here to liberate. Reactivating trust between body and spirit. Allowing your body to trust you as a spirit through the actions in way of showing up, being in the mud, feeling into the mud. Guiding your body, pushing your body, reminding your body every single millimeter of a step that it is worthy of more, that there is so much more for it to experience, and that you both have so much to experience together, and that you're going to be by its side the whole time, and you're not going to leave it, and you will not abandon it, because you believe in it and because you love it. Because it's worthy of being seen, and it's worthy of being understood. All right. Thank you all for joining me for another beautiful episode. And I am going to flow straight into a tarot today. As always, I invite you to send me a message and let me know how you found this episode. I love hearing your feedback, because it gives me insight on your own personal experience and how it translates as well. And I hope, as always, I hope that my presence here is gifting you remembering in way of your purpose, your worth, your abilities, your power, because that is why I'm here, and I will do this until I die, as I have every lifetime. I am deeply, deeply, deeply just so appreciative of you all, and of this beautiful space, this community in which we are co-creating together, because the fact that you are here choosing yourself and showing up and being held accountable, which I know that I do, and I know I can be triggering, and I know that my words can be triggering sometimes, I am so incredibly, like I said, appreciative that you trust me enough to gift you that self-awareness. And I want to remind you that that in itself is incredibly powerful on your own part, because you're being triggered, you're being shown a mirror, and you are taking full responsibility, right? It's big in itself. So I love you all, and I commend you for showing up for yourself, which is doing the work, and for continuing to trust in this process, which is this experience. And from this place, right, perspective, and you know, there's so much perspective that is gifted to us as a reward. So the more that you push through and the more commitment, you know, you committing to the fact that you know that there is more for you and there is more for body to experience, holding its hand and staying in that relationship rather than being distracted and pulled, right, to what is comfortable to spirit. That is what healing is, and that is what it's supposed to be like. And it's an illusion. The biggest illusion is that healing is profound, and that it's this destination that once we reach it, we feel liberated and better and activated. And you know, healing is this. It's the unraveling of many, 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 many lifetimes of conditioning and trauma and energetic imbalance, and slowly gaining perspective as we move through parts of that conditioning that is healing. All right, my darlings. So, beautiful spread here. Overall vibe I am getting is growth, and I mean, that's what it should always be like. This is growth, is this experience, right? Like I said about water and the simple knowledge that we are made up of water and water represents flow. We are meant to be constantly transitioning through different parts of ourself, into different parts of ourself, growing into bigger parts of ourself, taking up more space within ourself. I mean, that simple analogy in itself, that's what I mean. You know, nature gives us everything. And that in itself is our purpose. We are made up of water because we are a representation of water. Our spirit is what gifts the ability for flow, to flow, and to connect. To connect to source. So Nine of Pentacles is where we start, and it's abundance in way of your worthiness. You have to remember as well that sometimes self-worth in way of the way it shows up in way of meeting our deserved worth. Sometimes it's just the awareness that our reality is not a true representation of our internal worthiness, worth. Coming back to that mirror. So like I said, it's, don't be again distracted that abundance and growth and all of these things have to be a certain destination. Energy works in the subtle, and sometimes that abundance shows itself in the realization that there are certain things in your life that are not a true representation of you. And I feel like this is a place in which we are all collectively at. And me reading for you as a collective for womankind, it's that awareness, right? There are things in which you are tapping into more and more and unraveling more and more of what has been such a big part of your life, such a big representation of your reality, but is not in any way truly deserving of you. And then with that comes the realization that there is some internal work to be done, right? Because with that awareness, we realize that, well, if this has been my reality for so long, then it means that I've been disconnected from myself for that long. It means that I have not been connected to my potential. It means that I've been falling into those conditioned patterns and cycles and expectations, and it means that I've been distracted and I have just been absorbed in this reality because I felt I needed to, or because it was an expectation of me, but it's not really truly what I deserve. And the realization in itself is abundance, right? That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be epic. But with that realization comes temperance, right? With that realization, we realize that we have abandoned ourselves, like I've spoken about in this reading, that the realization that you have abandoned body, the realization that you are of body and you are of spirit, and it is a balancing act in itself, because I suppose that's the representation of every relationship, right? It's the balance between body, between two bodies, or in this instance, in way of ourself, our spirit and body connection. So what in your life needs to be let go? Because remember, you have the power to enable that flow. You have the power. And the fact, Nine of Pentacles, that you've already come to that place of abundance, and it is intuitive. It's intuitive, that knowing, right? I deserve more. I don't know what of I'm deserving of. Like, I don't know what that looks like, but I know that I am worthy of more. That simple knowing. And the awareness that, like I said, growth is subtle, and it's an experience in itself that needs to be experienced, which means it needs to be presently experienced. So the work in which needs to be done with that realization, with that intuitive knowledge, is that you need to release. And that's something in which only you can step into. If you, in your spirit essence, know that this is what needs to change for me to create a clearer pathway for body to activate itself, for me to enable assisting body to a healed state of being, we need to clean up our reflection. And in cleaning up that reflection, right, knowing that it comes from the internal projection, it's going to be the representation of us, our growth and our worthiness. So the balance between the here and there, right? The balance between spirit and body. Remembering that spirit is here to activate body. Remembering that presence is our power. So asking your body, what do you need? What doesn't feel right? Learning from our emotional well-being, learning from our feelings, guilt, shame, all of these are lessons in themselves. You should only have to feel it once to know that you will never, ever abandon your intuition again. Because to abandon your intuition is to feel guilt or shame. Your intuition has always spoken to you before those emotions have completely taken over. Learning from your body. And if we can begin to find a balanced place between body and spirit, which is the awareness that I've just been talking of in this entire episode, then we are stepping into this new assertiveness, right? And it's not only assertiveness, but it's also inspiration. And it's inspired by your trusted ability to step into more and out of this stagnicity. It's coming from that place of resisting comfort, resisting the expectation and the classic cycling patterns in which have been so incredibly comforting to body. And knowing just on an intuitive basis that actually body is deserving of more. So when we activate that awareness and we release and we start welcoming in, then we gain perspective, right? When we do the work, we get perspective, because the work is what growth is. It's the flow. So if we see it as the water, if we are flowing instead of being in that stagnant pool, if we create the release and which enables the flow, then we are growing, which means that we are able to witness new, because we're taking up more space. When we release, we allow more to be experienced, to be welcomed in. So the Fool, it's, you know, new and this beautiful inspired outlook on the world with new eyes, you know, rose-colored glasses, if you will. There is this almost optimistic, absolutely light-filled charge of I am light and my body is worthy of it, and let's just charge forward into this world, you know, experiencing more and new, and we can create change. There's so much charged positivity. And that comes from the place of being in the work, you know, when that's the perspective. The Fool is the perspective. It's like when you have worked through an old pattern or an old cycle, we get gifted this new perspective, which feels so incredibly wholesome and enriching to the body and to the spirit. It's like, oh, if I want it, I can achieve it. You know, if I put my energy into it, it will be. It's this beautiful, positive power. But with that, I always give the reminder of manipulation, you know, because when we are in such a state of one or the other, you know, the Fool being so positive, you can almost become disconnected from the fact that we are in an incredibly imbalanced existence, which means that ego, like I've said, is in reign here, which means it's in control here. So when you step into the world all love and light, you have to know that you're going to be, you know, knocked down if you become so disconnected from the reality that it manipulates you and pulls on you when you least expect it. Or more so, sabotages you by tripping you over when you least expect it. So, reminder there. And with that reminder that growth means meeting pain. Growth is painful, and it's all of what we don't want to feel, right? We don't want to feel discomfort here. That's what ego says. Don't feel anything that doesn't feel good. Don't accept anything that isn't good, that doesn't make you feel good. And yet that's the consequence in which we are supposed to be feeling. So with growth, you have to know that pain comes. And Three of Swords is that representation. It's the three daggers in the heart. Mind, body, spirit. The awareness of self-abandonment. The awareness of earthly abandonment. The awareness that comes with that growth, that stepping into yourself, stepping into that human spirit activation, you get gifted the awareness, which is what I was feeling, you know, that feeling, that pain that I was expressing in this episode. That deep, deep awareness that we have created so much pain for Earth. And we are an extension of Earth, and the fact that you feel it is a part of this experience. It's a part of your consequence here, because you are of her and she is of you. So, you know, so you should feel pain. But a reminder with this is it's that beautiful, humbling compassion that we gain when we see with clear perspective what we are and what we have created. You realize that there is work to be done here, and it keeps you on path. That pain is what creates that power. The realization of what you are and what you've created is a part of really liberating in way of growth. Knowing that your growth and your stepping into this trustful relationship between body and spirit actually inspires it inspires on such a profound level. And that pain is a constant. It's a constant reminder of that. This is why we're doing it, to liberate this pain. And when we move with that energy, right, because we use that energy, we use that pain, we use that discomfort, we flow with it, we use it to release and we use it to welcome in, we use that pain for purposeful liberation, for purposeful reawakening. Then we step into this beautiful self-abundance, which is Six of Cups. Six of Cups. The representation that what you reap, you sow. And everything that is within you becomes what you experience. And allowing your internal reality to flow and teach you all of the feelings, all of the conditioning, all of the expectations, all of the voices, all of the imbalance, allowing it to expose itself to you so that you can learn from it, so that you can see exactly what needs to be released and exactly what needs to be welcomed in, all of the keys that we need are right within us. When you realize that, then that becomes your reality, right? You realize that you empower yourself. And so within you is power. You are power. Your spirit is power. It empowers this body, and so it can empower your reality. With that beautiful awareness, we move to Nine of Cups, which is this place of deep self-worth, honoring, and pride. I am so incredibly proud of my courage, my persistence, all of what I have put into myself for myself. It's the awareness . It's incredibly fulfilling. You know, it's a full cup. And that is what you are flowing to, that full cup feeling. And it's because you've met yourself in your discomfort, in your body's discomfort. You didn't abandon your body during its time of pain, during its exposing of pain, like we spoke about. It's the deep internal knowing, the truthful awareness that you showed up, you worked for it, and you deserve because of it. And with this energy, we flow to the Chariot, which is the beautiful charging force. Beautiful, beautiful charging force of truth, right? You know your message, you know your purpose, you know how to activate, because you've done it, you've been in the trenches, you've been literally hit depth in that mud, and you stayed with body during that whole experience. You did not abandon it, you stuck with it. You felt what it's like to live that reality, and you did not give up on it, on its potential, on its worthiness, all of what you just intuitively knew was waiting for it, liberation. And there's this charge that comes in way of the energy that fuels you. It charges you into the future, because you realize that you are light, and that light creates pathways simply by revealing them. The sun Abundance, connection, fertility in way of what you reap you sow. Just this divine awareness that we create our reality, and everything in which we need to get there is within us, that we are the medicine. That you are eternal. And that when you do your work, when you liberate your work, which is to stick with body, charge body, then you liberate body. And when you leave this realm and liberate into your eternal sense of being, you know that you have also liberated this earth into its eternal state of belonging. Beautiful, beautiful, positive reading in way of sticking with body, trusting innately and intuitively, and continuing to grow, which is to flow, and remembering that water, being what we are, is a representation of what we need to do, which is to flow, which is the way to grow, which is the way to find home, find the ocean. Oh, loving you all as usual, as always. And before we finish this beautiful episode, I'm going to pull you a guidance card, as always, from my angel guidance deck. And I always put the card picture. I always put the card picture as the episode cover photo, so you can always go and have a look at the actual picture, which they're these beautiful energetic auric cards. And the card that I that just flew out at me is Earth Warrior. Oh, it's just always so beautifully connected. These truly are my favorite cards. I really connect with these cards. As I always direct all of my clients to do when they are searching for their own guidance decks, to go into a store and feel, you know, because you can't actually, usually they're closed and you can't actually open the cards and look at the cards personally before you purchase them. But that's part of it, you know, it's that intuitive guidance. And if you can go into a store and feel the cards in your hands and look at the front artwork and read about the author and just connect to the words and the pictures and the feeling, the energy that comes with that deck, that's the way you choose your guidance cards. And these cards literally screamed at me at this little store up in the hills, and they were in a back room. I'd never been in the back room before, and I walked down to the back and I just picked them up and I was like, whoa, like, whew, did you call me? Because I was at the counter buying some sage, and this is about 2 years ago, and I literally just before I paid for it, I was like, oh, there's that room. And I just walked into this room and they were sitting in the middle of this table, and it was literally like they just called me. Anyway, they are always very relevant. Earth Warrior. And I really feel as though that this whole episode has been about what that means. And in fact, I'm going to call this episode Earth Warrior. And yeah, like I said, please let me know how you found this episode, and I hope that it finds you well. And as usual, sending you love and light, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. And until then, keep trusting.